FM 90.3 WJTL, Matt Maher. Wait, good morning to you. It's 7:19.
Mostly sunny skies in the forecast for today, a high around 89 degrees. Tonight looks mostly clear, low 73. A heat advisory in effect tomorrow, mostly sunny skies otherwise. A chance of some showers and thunderstorms, the high 96 degrees. Over the weekend, partly sunny skies on Saturday. Stray showers or thunderstorms are possible, high around 90. Sunday looking very similar with a high of 93. Right now in Lancaster, beautiful sunny skies, about 70 degrees. In Harrisburg, 69.
Our very special guest, Jerry Grosch, is with us. He's the Interim Director of Operations at Mennonite Disaster Services. Good morning again, Jerry.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. For those who don't know what Mennonite Disaster Services does, MDS, when, let's say, recent disasters, the big ones that stick in my mind, North Carolina, Texas, the fires of California. So those things happen. What does MDS do? When do you move in? How does it all work?
We don't go in directly because we have to let emergency services, search and rescue, do their work and not get in their way. But we're in there soon after, and we're often in with some cleanup crews, not always. The fires in LA, they consider that ash, hazardous waste, and volunteers don't clean it up. So we're waiting for others to do that. But right now, down there in Texas, in the hill country where the floods happened, we have some crews that came out of Seminole, Texas, in the western part, and they're in there doing some cleanup work, mucking out houses, the mud, the houses that stood but got water in them and mud in them, and maybe cleaning up some trees and doing some other work, cleanup work like that. But the majority of what we do is repairing and rebuilding individual homes following those disasters. Sometimes it takes a while. We have not started in LA yet. We're there. We're working with partners to put together the local structures and systems that enable us to do our work. Part of that is the disaster case management, case managers who work directly with homeowners. Vet and screen them, because we're looking for people who need that assistance and cannot recover on their own.
Right.
Those of us probably sitting in this room, if a big windstorm came and blew our house over, you probably have insurance, and you probably would not, I would not qualify for MDS assistance. My insurance and my resources would take care of things. There are many people who can't afford to rebuild, especially after floods, because not that many people have flood insurance.
Right.
So that's what we do. We provide the volunteer labor. We partner with others most often who provide funds. In North Carolina, we have a partnership with the Lutheran Diocese of Western North Carolina. We're building bridges that got washed away, rebuilding them to enable people to reach their homes so they don't have to walk across the creek now to get to their house with their groceries or their whatever it is.
Amazing.
So partner with the Lutherans for doing that. We often partner with the United Methodist Commission on Relief or Committee on Relief. UMCOR they are specialists in the case management area. And we often look for them. The Red Cross has offered funds for building materials in LA. So it goes the whole gamut. I say we never work alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a great model for, I think you talked about the church. We never work alone.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you're pulling all the resources from everybody together. And you being someone who has gone out and overseen these operations, you have seen a lot of different people coming together. And when those people come together, there's no longer me in it. There's no longer my denomination. It's a team working to meet the needs of the people.
Yes, absolutely. And it is a team effort. We take volunteers. Most of our projects depend on the weekly groups. We ask people to come in on a Sunday evening, work a week Monday through Friday. You can leave to go home Friday evening or Saturday morning, but it's those weekly crews. There's an awfully lot that happens to enable a crew to come in on Sunday night and work hard from Monday, do meaningful work from Monday through Friday, and make something happen.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen out of thin air. There's a whole team and lots of people. We have great local partnerships, in many places that also help to make that work.
If listeners say, I'd love to be one of those weekly crews, what do they do?
Go to our website at mds.org. That's all you need to type in, mds.org, and you'll get there. And there should be a volunteer tab. And under that volunteer tab, there are opportunities listed. And you can even get on a wait list if you say, well, I want to go, but there's nothing yet listed for November, but that's when I want to go. You can put yourself on a wait list to go somewhere in November. And we know where most of those projects will be in November, but we're still doing the final planning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful. Here's an opportunity for you to serve the Lord and serve the people whose lives have been impacted by a catastrophe. You could visit mds.org today and be a part of that team that Jerry has talked about this morning. Jerry, thank you so much for coming in, sharing your stories and sharing your wealth of knowledge about MDS.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Back to the music we go. This is Doe. Lead us again. WJTL. Good morning.